Let's get at the work at hand here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself to Good Day Weekend. A lot of health conversation here because Dr. Ken is a well-known health advocate, a health professional, a health connoisseur. What else can I? I guess a health maven. I like that, too. Dr. Ken, taking your calls at 888-3. Whoops, I get the wrong. I get, you know what?
888-553-7536. 888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-N.
I use another one during the week now that they've changed my number on the weekday program. So sometimes I now put it in my head. I have them both in my head. I just have to get them on my tongue in the right order. 888-553-7536. You have a question about your medical information. Perhaps you got some news this week you don't understand. Something's going on in your body that you don't understand. Speaking of things we don't understand, George Bush, former president, most people know he was hospitalized, had a procedure to open up one of his heart arteries. You think there's something fishy here, Ken, right?
Well, this story is more than just what it meets the eye. I think there's something missing from this story. Any of folks listening in the medical field, if you want to solve this mystery, I'd love to hear it. But President George Bush, W, he joins the 1 million a year in America who get a stent. And former President George W. Bush, he received the stent this past week to open up a clogged artery. Apparently, and this is what we're hearing, he had his annual routine physical exam, which included a stress test, and there were electrocardiogram changes during the stress test that were abnormal, and it prompted that the doctors do what we enjoy doing in our office. I've done it for Doug, CT angiogram of the coronaries. It, for many patients, can replace an invasive diagnostic cardiac catheterization. So he had this CT angiogram of the coronaries, and it confirmed that there was a blockage in the coronaries, circulation to the heart, and the doctors made the decision to immediately go and open this vessel. Now, here's where the story doesn't connect and is a little puzzling. Apparently, what they're reporting up to this moment is that the former president did not experience any symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart. We're talking about shortness of breath, chest discomfort, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, unexplained sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, feelings like you may pass out. These are all symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart. We call them angina or angina equivalents. And apparently, about a month ago, he did over a 50-mile bike ride without any problem. Now, the current guideline for treating and stenting vessels is that unless you're having a heart attack, we don't put a stent in unless you're having symptoms. Now, this guideline is controversial, and perhaps his doctors do not adhere to this guideline. Or perhaps he's having symptoms. Or another possibility that I would like to bring up as I've been thinking about this is we don't put a stent in for an asymptomatic patient if they can go on all of the medications that we use to stabilize plaque. This includes aspirin and a statin drug. Now, you have to have an okay liver to go on a statin drug. Now, we know about his past habits. Am I reading more into this? But does he have a liver issue that avoids, that precludes his ability to take a statin? Or does he just have physicians who are a little more aggressive than the average bear? But this story doesn't hang together.
All right. Yeah, he smoked a lot and he drank a lot in his pre-conversion years. And then he got religion. And from there, we pretty much know the rest of the story. Governor of Texas and President of the United States. So what do you think of Dr. Ken's theory? 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. All right, so the other things that are of import here, That is food for thought. A lot of times what Ken brings in his research is an overview of a lot of the things that are in the medical journals during the course of the week.
Either he has doctors who did not adhere to the most recent current guidelines regarding stents, or he has a contraindication to statin drugs because of his liver or some other reason.
Yeah. All right. So when do we find out? What do you think happens with this? You can't be the only one who's thinking this through, although there may be several different philosophies, but there are going to be a lot of doctors who are thinking, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And so where does it go from there? Under the circumstances, there is nothing to be gained from this other than a little gossip, perhaps, right? I mean, under the...
Well, it's just puzzling as a physician. I like to connect the dots. The nice thing about cardiology is it's usually very logical, mm-hmm. and there's just a puzzle missing. And I'll tell you, you get a bunch of cardiologists together, and you're going to have a hot debate often about whether we should stent patients who are not having symptoms or not, even if they're on aggressive medical therapy. And most of the studies show, the current studies, that you don't stent unless you're having symptoms, unless you're in the midst of a heart attack. And usually you have symptoms in the midst of a heart attack. But stents don't prolong life. They just take care of symptoms, unless you're having a heart attack. That's the current thought. I'll tell you, for a decade, the thought in cardiology was, if you have a blocked vessel, go and stent it. But that's not the current thought.
All right. What say you? What think you? 888-553-7536. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you've had the same experience or something with it. If you have a stent, you have heart issues, artery blockages, that sort of thing, and maybe that's part of the conversation here, along with your own questions about your own health. 888-553-7536. Optimum is a word you used a few minutes ago. We have, over the years, talked about a lot of prostate health supplements, and they've been good. Each year the research progresses, each year products get better, each year we get asked to talk about something that's been upgraded, and thus is the case with PT9. Ken,
question for you guys: what happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired. Interrupted sleep, Doug, can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all of its annoying symptoms, and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so PT9 also has testosterone in it. The advantage is boosting your testosterone, and in that case, you're going to have better intimacy, as Ken suggested. So why don't you get to work right now and enhance your libido and performance and all those other good things by making one phone call and ordering PT9. 800-811-6931 is the number to order PT9 now while you're thinking about it. 800-811-6931. And by the way, if you mention Dr. Ken, you get a special trial offer. It's a 6-month money-back guarantee. Why are you not on the phone right now? For PT9, 800-811-6931. I've said this before. A lot of ladies are the ones who order this for obvious reasons. PT9, 800-811-6931.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Some more news in terms of eating raw garlic. A lot of people think that raw garlic is the end-all, the be-all. What did you find in your research this week?
Well, there's news about eating raw garlic. It may actually cut the risk of lung cancer. This is out of cancer prevention research. This is in a whole new realm of helpful tidbits from garlic. Consuming raw garlic might actually help prevent this lung cancer, along with other various chronic health problems, as you were suggesting, Doug. Raw garlic's benefits are connected to a chemical called allicin, which is released once raw garlic is smashed. Mashed or diced, the chemical is believed to not only reduce inflammation, but also reduce damage from free radical in the body cells. Frequent consumption of raw garlic cuts the risk of lung cancer by a whopping 44% for those who do not smoke. And for those who do smoke, incorporating raw garlic into your diet could still potentially decrease the risk of lung cancer by 30%.
Wow. Excuse me. Wow.
It is a big wow.
If you're
a smoker, you may want to take a clove of garlic a day, because not only will it keep the vampires away, but the vegetable may have other protective properties as well.
888-553-7536. Nathan's in Lake Havasu, Arizona. What's up with you, Nathan?
I got a question. My mom had a seizure at a store, and then she got air-vac'd to Las Vegas. And when she got to Las Vegas, they said she had a heart attack, and they wanted to put a stent in it. That's my only mom, so I want to know. She's refusing to put the stent in. What do you guys recommend to doing?
Nathan, this is an indication for a stent. If a heart attack is due to inadequate blood flow to the heart, there's a plaque in the inner lining of the pipes that sit on top of the heart. This plaque made up of fat and the calcium can rupture and it fills up the circulation pipe. Blood can't flow. You get permanent damage to the heart muscle. That's what a heart attack's all about. Unless you get in there and open up flow, she's going to have further symptoms of inadequate flow and may have further injury. And why, other than fear, is she refusing to have the stent?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I mean, it hurts to even talk about it because, you know, it's my only mom. I lost my grandma not that long ago, and I'm the only child, and it's like she doesn't want to do it. She's in denial, and it's...
She's foolish.
It's hurting me and it's hurting everybody else.
Just tell her she's foolish and selfish.
Nathan, does she abuse any substances?
For a while there, yes.
Okay,
but not recently.
She's not thinking logically, and you need to. Are you able to go to the hospital, give her a big hug, and say, "We need you, Mom. Please listen to the doctors."
Well, the thing is, she's out of the hospital. She just got out of the hospital, and she's told the doctors she was up on the operating table.
So she
told them that she was crazy.
She signed out against medical advice, AMA, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. They ran all kinds of tests.
Okay.
And then basic.
All right. Give her a big hug and tell her to get back in the hospital.
Yeah. And tell her she's foolish. It's been 21 after the hour.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Dr. Ken, come join us. I want to put a smile on your face. I want to help you get through this medical maze, help you get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor, you know how challenging it can be to get your questions answered. Do you have a problem that has not been diagnosed? I'd like to help you get to the next step. Do you have a problem that's been suggested certain therapy, medicines, or surgery, and you'd like to hear about some other possibilities? I'd like to share with you over 30 years of being in medicine. I'm as traditionally trained as anybody. I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was an intern and resident at Duke University. I was a cardiology fellow at the University of California, San Francisco, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I am not allergic to alternative medicine, evidence-based alternative medicine. That's not an oxymoron. It exists. I love adding to the mix and turn into a blended physician, the best of both worlds. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States, 1-888-553-7536. I'll give you one guarantee. You wait and delay your call, I promise you, you'll be long in line and won't get on.
888-55-DRKEN. The Good Day Weekend program is heard every week on DougStefan.com, on DrKenShow.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com. Ken loves that because there's a way of checking in to find out where we are, and we're usually number one there. But you can listen to the program as it's live. You can download it later on. And those of you who are listening in this hour to a couple of the local stations in Florida, if you want to know how to get to Dr. Ken directly, you dial 352-735-1400. Take advantage of his skill, of the tools in his office, of the people on his staff. He has a wonderful staff, first-hand knowledge. I'll give you a thumbs up for all of them as far as I'm concerned. I love them all. All right, it's 26 past the hour. Let's get to Steve, who is in Alaska, with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Good morning, I guess, for me. I wanted to ask Dr. Ken what you have been learning as far as FMT goes. There's a bunch of clinical trials to do with them. And I thought I'd share with you my experience, because I have used FMT for myself because of ulcerative colitis that I have, and I kind of developed pancreatitis along with it, and got to the point of I was on minimal medicine, and I was then ended up being hospitalized every 3 months for pancreatitis, and it got to the point of they couldn't figure out why I was getting it, because I'd cut out alcohol.
What medicine are you talking about, Steve?
I was on Asacol for my ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
For 2.5 years, I was on that every day, but then they thought that could be causing my pancreatitis, and so there was no more medicine they could put me on. So I had been reading about fecal microbiota transplants, And I decided that was my last resort. So I went ahead and did that for myself after screening a donor. And I have now, I'm looking for almost 6 months being medicine-free and symptom-free.
All right, so what's the question?
So you did this on your own without a doctor?
Well, I tried to get a doctor involved, but they all said that they couldn't do it. They've all recommended that I do it, but they couldn't help me because, they weren't.
All right, we got to get to a question here. We only have a minute left.
They don't want to lose their license.
Yes, but, there's a handful, a half a dozen doctors in the U.S. that will do it.
Is this being done in a research protocol at a medical center?
There's 11 different clinical trials taking place right now. Most of it's in the Netherlands. There's several in the U.S. that are taking place. And they're using it for mostly Clostrophil difficile is what mostly they're using
it for. I can't hear Steve.
All right. I don't know why he can't, but he's there. I don't think we ever got to a question. You want to make some comments?
I would recommend is Steve is suggesting a treatment that's experimental for ulcerative colitis, and this has to be done in a research setting that's supervised. It's usually done at a university medical center, but not always. And you need certain guidelines to do this. And if you're going to be in a research protocol, then I'm okay with it. But to do this on your own, I'm running away.
All right, there you go. That's the advice I think you were looking for, Steve. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. As the medical news and information from Dr. Ken continues here.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
About 33 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Excuse me, with your...
Boy, I'll tell you something.
This week I've been doing a lot of haying on my farm, and it's been we had a lot of rain yesterday, but it's been very dusty and dry, and I found myself really getting into almost springtime stuff with all of the, not allergies, it's the things that it does to your body. It isn't bad, except what it does affect my throat and voice to a little eensy teensy bit.
Need some local honey.
That's I have local honey, as a matter of fact, sell it at my farm store. So there. A little plug.
Good job.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. He's Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The medical newsletter that we put out every week. I don't put it out, actually. I just promote it. You put it out, Ken. You edit it. So what are we having the Good Day Health newsletter this weekend?
This week we've shifted gears a little bit, and it's the latest news about cancer from the medical journals. Each week we try to pull together a single topic based on the last few months in the medical journal, practical information you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life. And this week we chose cancer, and these are some hopeful topics and maybe some practical information that can improve somebody in your life's life.
All right, go to drkenshow.com or to dougsteffen.com. At Dr. Ken Show, when you log on there, there'll be a little box that'll come in. You want to sign up for our newsletter. If you'd like to do that, just put your email address in there. At dougsteffen.com, you go to the contributors box or to the co-host box, see a picture of Dr. Ken, and click onto that and put your email address in there if you'd like to receive this free weekly breaking news sort of health newsletter. The news of the week, Ken, focuses on some numbers. The Obamacare budget for, as some people put it, propaganda or information, the info from Washington is that there will be $684 million tab taxpayer money being spent to promote the new healthcare system, and it depicts, I've seen some of the stuff, it's a gentle thing. It is sort of a government blitzkrieg, though. I wonder if any of that information has come to you as doctors. Are they going to doctors with this spread out of information, or are they just going to the public?
Boy, that's a hornet's nest you're asking about. You know, if things are so good, you don't often have to hire PR and do ads. It just naturally feels good. So it's a little uneasy about spending all this tax money to make something maybe appear better than what it is. And
Well, that's what advertising and promotion is all about sometimes.
It's a unique world we live in where you see advertised on television food stamps, you see advertised on television services, come get yours. You know, I just grew up with President Kennedy, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Mm-hmm. So this whole effort just, it's not what I'm accustomed to seeing.
888-553-7536. Virginia calls from Burlington, Iowa for Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air live with Dr. Ken. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. What's going on with you?
Having problems with my hands swelling, my fingers swelling, and my right hand also has pain.
Virginia, help paint me a picture. Is this both hands swelling?
Okay. What's the problem? We can't be, we're not being
Virginia?
Heard.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I asked you a question. Are you getting swelling in both hands?
Yes.
Is it around the joints in the fingers?
No, it's the whole, it's from fingertips on down to my wrist.
So it's not localized to the joints. The whole hand is swollen.
Right.
And it's on both hands?
Yeah.
Are you swollen anywhere else?
No.
Does it occur just in the morning or does it occur at any time?
More so in the morning, but kind of stays around for a while.
Uh-huh. How long's this been going on?
About a week.
Are you noticing anything else other than that?
No, not.
And
this is getting painful. Pardon the pun.
Virginia, so the only symptoms you have are swollen hands?
Yes.
And nothing else? Have you started any new medicine? I'm sorry?
Nothing new. No new medicines. I'm taking, I've had stents put in, so I'm taking Plavix. I've been taking that for quite a while.
I didn't catch up. What are you taking?
Plavix. She's taking Plavix.
Okay. And nothing else?
That's it.
Okay. You know, I think you need to get to the doctor and get a full exam and see if there's any swelling at all in any of the circulation parts of your body that's compressing anything, if you have any infection going on. I just think that this needs to be checked out.
888-553-7536. Audrey is in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hi, Audrey. You're on with Dr. Ken. Morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling on behalf of my aunt. She's 86 years old, and she has kidney issues and a lot of other hypertension. She's had a very bad bout of pneumonia, pulmonary. She had a cardiac arrest and so on. But now they're saying that the valves to her heart is not closing properly, and they wanted to do a procedure. I think it begins with U or something, and to go in and try to open up or see if the valves will do better. Do you know anything about that? But she's refusing. She says she doesn't want to go through anything like that.
Okay.
Now, are you familiar with that option?
Sure. She has, I just want to understand the problem. She has valves that won't open or valves that won't close? Or you're not sure?
I'm not sure, but they said it's not closing or it's not opening properly. I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, we have these four one-way doors in the heart, inside the heart, Audrey, that control the heart moving around the heart. The heart compresses. It's a pump. And to move the blood forward, these one-way doors open up to let the blood move forward, and they close down so that the blood doesn't move backwards. If these valves don't open adequately or they don't close adequately, blood does not move forward, and you can get symptoms of inadequate blood flow. You can go into heart failure. And if this gets very severe, there's no medicines that can fix this. You have to either go and do open heart surgery, or now we can, a lot less invasively, through catheters sometimes repair or replace these valves. So this becomes an issue of what she wants to go through. I'll tell you, my father, about 6 years ago, before we had the ability to open up a blocked aortic valve through the catheter, the tube, his only option was open heart surgery. He elected not to have it, and he expired 6-7 months later. So this is a conversation you may need to have, an end-of-life conversation with her, and make sure she understands the implications of the decision. My father understood it clearly, and he just didn't want any open heart surgery. Now for the aortic valve, there is a possibility that we can go through a tube and replace the valve without open heart surgery, but I would have to know more about exactly which valve it is and what the problem is to tell you what the options are.
So the fact that she has end-stage renal disease, how would that play into it?
Not well. That makes it all a lot harder. The procedures that we use often inject contrast dye, which do nasty things to kidneys that are not functioning. So she may, as a complication of whatever procedure she has, may end up on permanent dialysis because of permanent damage to her kidneys.
She already has that. She's already on dialysis.
Well, then they can work around that. Then there's, you can't do any worse to what's already there.
Okay.
Does she do urinate at all, or is she 100% dialysis dependent?
She goes 3 times per week
to dialysis. But,
uh-huh.
But usually when you're at the point where you're on dialysis, then, you know, whatever we do with contrast or other means really doesn't matter because the kidneys are already lost.
One other quick question. What is your take on, I've switched from the olive oil because they say when you heat it, it destroys, changes the molecular structure. I've switched to coconut oil. What do you think about that? And also niacin instead of going on a statin drug.
Okay, do we have time for all this?
Well, maybe you can.
They're great questions, Audrey.
We'll
answer them on the air.
Audrey, they're great questions. I love olive oil, and I think olive oil, there's so much data. The Mediterranean diet is so healthy in so many ways, so I would not eliminate olive oil.
Coconut oil is good, though. That's also
coconut
good.
Oil is also good.
Yep.
But I wouldn't, you know, you can use both. And regarding statins and niacin, we know when you add niacin to a statin, that actually may be not a good thing to do from the latest data. But I would always push the statin first and only use niacin when you can't use a statin.
888-553-7536 to connect with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program with your questions. Please, 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 please. Don't tell us your life story. It doesn't get us to the point of being able to help you. And we've had, I think every once in a while, and there isn't even a full moon. You get the people who've got some interesting stories, but we got to get to the questions so we can move on to other people. Ken needs to be able to focus on your question so he can help you out. So please try to remember that when you dial this up at 888-553-7536. I don't mean to sound impatient or like a bully, but sometimes some of the questions that we get are ridiculous and people who are calling are out of their minds. And, you know, that's part of what you do when you do a radio program like this. But we try to get through some of this stuff and move on so that we can get to really the point where we can help people who are listening. I know every once in a while I get a caller who wants to argue with us, with Ken. They call for a little advice, and they say, no, I don't want to do that.
I'm okay with that.
We were just talking about coconut oil, and coconut oil is the main ingredient for Dr. Ken's favorite brightener and whitener. That would be power swabs. What do we, when we're working through those stains on our teeth and also the implications of bad teeth and what they have to do with gums, gum health, very important, Ken. So let's tie it all together.
Sure, and don't be afraid. I can take a good argument from me. And okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs, the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs use naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe so that teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them also.
Here's how you find power swabs. Easy. Go right to the manufacturer. Eliminate the middleman. We're happy to connect you by dialing 800-867-4089. You'll be able to call the shipping department. Ask them to send you the power swab. Actually, there are a number of things that they sell. You don't have to go to the store. As I said, power swab kits are available at the 800-867-4089. Obviously, the most important thing is to use the power swab tubes themselves to get the stains out. But there is a stain out quick stick that you can use if you're on the go. There's tooth gloss, shine, gum rejuvenator, all kinds of things that will help you have a healthier and more natural look to your smile. 800-867-4089. Don't fool around. Call that number, 800-867-4089, for whiter teeth, a whiter smile in 5 minutes. Ask for the free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken's name. Free shipping with the entire order. Power swabs, whiter teeth, naturally. 800-867-4089.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, well-known around the country for his medical expertise. You may dial into that at 888-553-7536. Somebody else that's fairly well-known when it comes to medical information, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, has become, I don't know, kind of a medical star in a sense. I think that's what the people at CNN want you to think. He's their chief medical correspondent, Ken, and he's doing a special this weekend entitled Weed. And he has conclusions that differ from what he said before as far as the institutional take on using medical marijuana. Whether it's good for him. He used to say, no, it's not. And then he went around the world to do some research. What do you think about medical marijuana in general?
Well, I think that there are some patients, especially cancer patients with chemotherapy, who can get some benefit from the active ingredient, the THC, in marijuana. But I don't think that it's the best way to get it, you know, by smoking it, because it can interfere with your lungs. You know, a lot of us who are baby boomers remember marijuana when we were younger, in our teenage and 20s, as maybe not that big a deal. But today, the marijuana is so different than it was when we were kids. It's much stronger. It's purer. It has a lot of worse effects on the body. And there's no doubt by the good science that this is a dangerous drug which will have serious consequences, especially on the brain. So I think that a lot of medical marijuana is used as an excuse to just legalize it, and it's not for anybody's benefit.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
The house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus. He's a medical expert on this program, has been for a long time. Happy to have his expertise as a cardiologist practicing down in Florida. You can call his office if you like his bedside manner. People come from all around the world to go see Dr. Ken. Nice, what a wonderful, quiet place to have such a great facility. Lake Cardiology's number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO for Dr. Ken, and an appointment there. Appointments taken right now with your questions for Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. Let's talk a little bit about hair and the reasons, medically and otherwise, for people losing their hair, and how better, let's not talk too much, Ken, about what the problem is. Let's fix the problem of premature thinning hair.
Hey, guys. Thinning hair is a problem for millions of men and women. It could be annoying, even embarrassing. Treatment sounds great until you read the side effects. Well, now you can save your hair with Provia. Provia is the new all-natural hair thinning therapy from Chamonix. You'll see the phenomenal results without any of the nasty side effects. Glenn from New Jersey wrote us that your product works well. I've noticed a tremendous difference because my hair is noticeably thicker and does not fall out when I brush it. Even if you've had thinning hair for years, you don't have to anymore. Try Provia today, absolutely risk-free. Results guaranteed or your money back. And Provia is safe for colored and treated hair also.
All right, so Ken says results are guaranteed or your money back. That should be enough for everybody. Your mirror will tell you that it's working. You'll get compliments from everybody after you start using Provia. It cleans out the pores, allows the hair to start growing again, makes you look thicker. Brilliant results and all natural. 800-543-5817. That's the number to call now to order Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, or you can go to getprovia.com. But better yet, talk to somebody that can help you get the right supply of Provia. Mention Dr. Ken, you get free rush shipping and a free surprise gift with your order at 800-543-5817. It's good for everybody that's losing their hair, men and women alike. 800-543-5817. You'll be thanking Dr. Ken after you use it.
Doug?
Here's Michael, who's up on the Good Day Weekend program. Michael, what's going on with you?
Good morning. Quick question. I regularly nick or cut myself, either working in the garage or at work, and open up the skin. And it seems to take weeks, if not more than a month, for it to heal. And I didn't know if there was something that I could be taking that might help in the healing process of when I open up the skin, and typically in the hand area.
Great question, Michael. Let's talk briefly about what are the causes of wounds that do not heal. And there's a number in this list that doctors are always thinking about. You can have contamination or infection. We had the last week a dog bite, which just wasn't healing, and that's what's causing there. You can have it in any kind of cut. You can have poor circulation in the area, and you don't get good nutrients, you don't get good oxygenation, and you have to be concerned about that when you are unfortunately blessed with poor circulation. The condition of the wound is very important. Excessive pressure, repeated trauma to the wound area, delays healing. What medications you're on can affect it. If you're on things like corticosteroids, this decreases your immune response. Chemotherapy, radiation therapy, all of these things can get in the way of the healing process. Radiation therapy depresses your bone marrow function, and this just doesn't allow you to heal real well. I don't want to accuse you of this, Michael, but as you get older, elderly people just don't heal as well as children. If you have a kid in the house, you can see how rapidly they heal compared to us old-timers. Another important thing is poor nutrition, and this is where fruits and vegetables are so important. Vitamin C-rich citrus fruits can help. Strawberries, spinach, peppers, potatoes, tomatoes, zinc, which is found in fortified cereals and red meats and seafood, also all helps with the healing process. So I think by improving your nutrition, this is an area where you can really help. And I just want to mention, we were talking earlier today about President Bush being diagnosed by the CT coronary angiography. I'm so proud. We just upgraded our 64 slice machine in our office to low dose radiation, and we're getting wonderful pictures with much less radiation.
Another hour for Dr. Ken. Connect with us now so you get in the queue. 888-553-7536. Lots more medical news to cover too in the next hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.